y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
9 o'clock, open line hour. Anything you want to tackle your around your home, castle, or cabin, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you are busy running around and don't have time to wait on hold, like Ken, who wants to talk about plug-in air purifiers, and we'll get to them hopefully in this first break, you can text questions to 411-923. Or if you need help with a little visual aid, you can snap a picture and send it to info@rosieonthehouse.com. We have a special guest joining us this Saturday, a returning guest. It's been a little while since we've had him on the air. We thought, Rosie, welcome back.
Well, it's good to be back. I want to thank everybody for all the many cards of encouragement. And of course, all your prayers. Thank you very much. Getting stronger every day.
You betcha. We're still getting cards and letters and people looking. Romy, your wrestling coach, Coach Garcia, called this morning and said he loved hearing your voice on air. And then he also said he missed you, Rosie, and he continues to pray for you. So you got lots of prayers still coming your way.
Well, I'll take them. I did the most discouraging thing about laying in bed for 4 months. You get to look around and see all the things you need to get done at your house.
You have a lot of time to sit and look at that baseboard or that trim or life. You get to pass by those things.
Mercy, I'll tell you.
Now, for anyone, radio is obviously an audio and not visual thing. You are a lot stronger than your voice sounds.
Yeah.
When you walked in today, I was like, hey, you know, there's Dad.
Well, I feel good, and I do feel better than my voice sounds. It's a lot better than it was just a week ago. But when you live for 3 months with 6 tubes stuck down your throat, this is kind of what you end up with. But I'm fine, everybody. I really am.
And welcome back. This wasn't really planned. You in the office, I guess it was Thursday or Friday. It was yesterday. You're like, I think I'll come down for the 9 o'clock hour. Absolutely.
Yeah. Spending a very little time at the office so far, but that'll pick up in the next week or so. I'll start sticking my head in there and getting in the way.
The cost versus value report came out. It was funny because when we were, when I printed this and was looking at it, you know, one of the very first conversations we had on the broadcast when I joined 2001-ish, I guess, we were covering the cost versus value report. And we were joking because bathrooms values were the highest return on investment for people in the Northeast. And we were just kind of joking that, you know, that just proves what we always knew. Everyone from New York is full of it.
Well,
how long did you have to work on that?
It's hard to use an outhouse when it's 50 below.
Real hard.
Yeah, indoor plumbing is nice. Pretty important. In Minneapolis.
Well, it's just the homes were so much older and the design style was so much different. Everyone out west is designed with two or three homes or bathrooms in the last, you know, 70, 80 years. That wasn't always the case when they first started building some of these homes 200, 300 years ago.
Well, the cost versus value report is, as best I can remember, made its debut in about the early 80s. So it's been about 30 years, and it has gotten more and more accurate. When it
the early 80s was almost 40 years ago.
Okay. Wow.
How time flies, huh?
So what they do is a national trade publication, Remodeling Magazine, surveys remodelers and appraisers and realtors from all across the country on 22 different projects and ask, in your neighborhood, what does a economy, a mid-range, and a luxury bathroom remodel cost? And they get enough samples of that they can establish an average. And then they go to the appraisers and they say, okay, if we redo that hall bathroom. And most hall bathrooms, like 80% of the bathrooms in America, are 5 feet wide, because that's how long a bathtub is, and 7 feet deep. When you open the door, you have a 24-inch vanity there with a sink in it. Then you have 30 inches for the toilet, and then you have 30 inches for the width of the tub. So the 5x7, 5 foot by 7, 35 square feet, is the number one most popular plan of a bathroom. So they break it down into medium and luxury, and we kind of show this to people and say, look, when we tell you what it's going to cost, we're not trying to be the bad guys here. This is really what it costs. I don't think a lot of people really appreciate how expensive it is to run a 100% legal operation with the OSHA and the licensing and the insurance. I mean, it's
and you know
costs
what?
A lot of money, and to keep good people.
And you need good people to keep up with what it takes to become legal, because it's not like the day you start and everything, the laws change, new pass, new code. Just keeping up on what it takes to stay legal.
Constant.
Oh, my.
The conferences and the seminars you go to. So this is the Remodeling 2019 Cost versus Value Report. And it talks about that bathroom remodel in the mid-range. Is it going to get done for any less than $19,000?
This is awful.
And when I tell people, it's really hard for us to go in a bathroom and get out for less than 20. Really hard.
Well, that number, when you said 19, I was expecting a bigger number.
Me too.
That's economy. We can take that all the way for upscale to 63,000.
Yeah, that's easy.
And we have clients that have spent over 100,000 in a 5x7. Not all of our clients, but we've had some do that. So one of the key things I tell homeowners in beginning a remodeling project, I really feel like if the homeowner tells the contractor what their budget is, they're really hurting their negotiating position, and it's the number one thing most remodelers are trying to get out of you. What's your budget? What's your budget? What's your budget? If the remodeler keeps asking you that question, your warning signals ought to go off. If your remodeler you have at the house is experienced in doing this kind of work in your neighborhood, you ought to be able to talk through what you want done, and he ought to tell you what your budget needs to be. And that way, you aren't sacrificing your negotiating position. So be wary of remodelers who are trying to dig your budget out from out of your wallet.
And you think, gosh, I could never spend that kind of money, $63,000 on a bathroom. But you go into a plumbing showroom like a Central Arizona Plumbing Supply, and they've got these jacuzzi tubs that have these racks that go over. You can hold your wine glass in, and it's like this spa-like treatment. You're like, oh, I could see this in my house. What's that go for? $30,000.
They got
for the tub.
They got wash and dry toilets that are hand free that go over $6,000.
So you can get there real quick, and you know it's mind over matter. If you don't mind, the price don't matter. But we would never direct anybody into getting over their head by any means financially to their home. You want to own your home. You don't want your home to own you. Is any of these calls our interview this hour?
You know, I'm setting up for our guest here, so I'm sure they are. But.
Oh, my bad. Well, you know what? I'll go ahead and start talking about this. We're going to highlight today an event in Tucson called Team Lizzie Bell. And if you don't know Lizzie Bell's story, you can find it on the internet, teamlizzie.org. And she's just a wonderful young woman who was born with a blood disorder and spent much of her life, young life, in hospitals and having to get blood. And so at a very young age, she realized that she wasn't the only person who would need this in her life. And so she was always trying to raise awareness. And then in 2009, the Tucson Extreme Makeover came about. And ABC's Extreme Makeover went to each state and picked one deserving family to get their home remodeled. And Lizzie's home was chosen. I think a lot of it was due to the fact that of her heart for others. And then and so they chose her and they redid the house. And the house, I watched you can go on YouTube and watch the video from the day they broke, you know, they showed the makeover. And it's just a very touching story. The home was really just a wreck. They had spent all their dollars on taking care of Miss Lizzie. And so they came in and they ended up with this wonderful home.
And they did it in like 100 hours.
100 hours. Our local Tucson builder, John Wesley Miller, was the builder on the project. He's an amazing man, loves sustainability, built many, many wonderful features in it. So we have something for our listeners today.
And you can tour that house at 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. There's a two-hour window. You can
10
tour.
To noon.
Mm-hmm. What did I say?
Two. That's right.
Oh, sorry. 10 to noon.
10 to
a
noon.
A two-hour window.
There you go.
And that's around the Craycroft and...
River. And you just have to call us. We're not giving out the address, but if you want to call and go see the house, they'll be there to give you a tour. They did wonderful things.
The family's
like,
there. The builders
yes.
are there.
Mm-hmm.
The architects are there.
You can find out all the things you could do to your own home to make it energy efficient.
So that's going on today at Tucson, and the Rosie on the House promotion team's out there in our Sanderson Ford Transit. They also have state park passes with the transit as well, as long as our home maintenance calendar. If you're not on the mailing list for that, you can swing by and pick one up. That's going on today in Tucson.
And now, if you don't have time to do that, the main reason for the event today is to get people to donate blood. And there's two places in Tucson, the Broadway Blood Donation Center or the Foothills Mall Blood Donation Center. And you want to be sure and get over there and donate blood. Let them know you're there for Lizzie. Our blood supply is very low. And after Dad being sick, I can tell you when you need the blood, you need it now. Our supplies are low. They only last like 42 days. So once you give blood, it doesn't sit there forever. So get down there and donate your blood.
And we've got calls lined up. We'll get them screened and get to them right after this because it is the open line hour. Anything you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin is 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.